Well, I thought I'd never see the day when I would see somebody from the right actually call Trump out. And this is coming from leohoman.com. It says, Trump's call for building freedom cities plays right into the globalist plan for fourth industrial revolution control grid. Says Trump pledges to build new generation of cities on federal lands where everyone is prosperous, safe, and secure with lots of police and flying cars. Yeah, it sounds like a police state. Says everyone who is awake knows that all modern cities are being developed or redeveloped as smart cities. And what have I been talking about? The 15-minute cities. And it says, and what is a smart city? Maybe Trump doesn't know, or he is just playing us. Yeah, really? Could have told you that a long time ago, because all of these people are in on it. Trump's history of talking tough against globalists, but then kowtowing to their demands like he did with the vax, should give us pause. And I'll tell you what, I'll start here. It says, through their smart city technology and various engineered emergencies, the globalists hope to lure us into stack and pack housing where they can more easily control us, 24/7 surveillance and near total dependence on the globalist infrastructure for our jobs, transportation, food, water, healthcare, entertainment, etc. And that came from, Aldous Huxley, author of 1931 novel, A Brave New World, foresaw the end result of technocratic advances mixed with creeping centralization even back then. And this person is saying exactly what I've been saying, Leo Holman. He says in his blog post or his article here, it says modern globalists tell us their plans in the wide open. And I've been saying that for the longest. You listen to my show, you know that I say this all the time. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it. They say that by 2030, if we will just trust their plan to create a fourth industrial revolution, we will own nothing and be happy. It says, of course, there is a downside to the utopian dreams, which one of their leaders, Harari, this guy, Yuval Harari, warns us about. He says openly that most humans will become useless, replaced in our jobs by artificial intelligence and kept pacified by drugs and various digitized entertainment. And what have I been telling you? What have I been saying all of this time? I've been telling you, people, they've purposely medicated and drugged people up so that they can't think clearly. And they keep them entertained with BS. Okay, so I want to skip down. He says, enter the stooge, the perfect stooge, Donald J. Trump. It says, in the same way Trump offered his services to the globalists when he sold their deadly mRNA clot shots to conservatives, he is now signaling to them that he is willing and available to be used again, this time to convince us to move back into the cities where we will be safe, secure, and well taken care of. Now, one of the big globalists, one of the agendas of the globalists, one of their main agendas as far as Agenda 2030 goes, they want to push people out of the rural areas, out of the country, and into the cities, into these smart cities, okay? So that you can all be connected to the grid, their grid, the smart city grid where you will be connected to the internet, you yourself, your body, not your phone. I have to make that clear. Trump over the weekend used a campaign message for his 2024 presidential run to tout his idea of building 10 futuristic smart cities on federal lands, a project he would bid out to private mega developers. Yeah, this is, what he is doing is he's making this smart city thing sound good. That's what Trump is doing. Trump has been put in place to sell the globalist New World Order agenda to conservatives. That's what he's been put in place for. While, you know, he talks tough against globalists, will never be a communist, but yet at the same time, he's selling their ideas. Says, but instead of calling them smart cities, because he's not going to do that, instead of calling them smart cities, Trump, in classic Trumpian form, has rebranded them as freedom cities. See what he's doing? He's using the same rhetoric as the left, as the Democrats, as the liberals, which they're using the term smart cities. What is another one? 15-minute cities, smart cities, something else too that they call them. But he's calling them freedom cities. Why? Because the right loves freedom. Republicans love freedom. Conservatives love freedom. Libertarians love freedom. So he's selling the same idea, but just in a conservative Republican tone, you know, using their words, their speech. It says, watch and see if 99% of the conservative media is taken in by this. It says here, instead of being evil smart cities run by Democrats, when Trump builds them, they will be sexy Jetsons-like freedom cities, quote, a place where conservatives will flock to buy new smart homes connected to the smart grid with their smart cars zipping vertically up and down from one place to another within 15 minutes of their homes. In fact, the New York Post has already introduced the Jetsons aspect of Trump's freedom cities. So the fact that he's even calling them freedom cities lets you know right there that he is in on it. They're all in on it. He's there to distract the conservatives. Why? Because they have the guns. And there was any group of people that would dare to even try to stop the globalists from moving forward with their 2030 initiative, it would be the conservative side. So he's there to pacify them and keep them distracted. Oh, CNN is fake news. Oh, I'm being harassed by the mainstream media. Oh, the FBI is after me. The deep state is after me. Meanwhile, while you're distracted with Trump news, the actual deep state, the globalists, are moving forward with their agenda. It says here, and I'm going to get a little bit more. It says, is he selling us a World Economic Forum style public-private partnership here, putting fresh lipstick on an old pig? It certainly sounds that way, and that's exactly what it is. And I want to get just a little bit more. It says, instead of warning us about the globalist plans for digitization of everything, including our money and our very identities, Trump puts his own patriotic twist. That's what the words that I was looking for earlier. His own patriotic twist on the same globalist technocratic theme. Okay. He is distracting us here with stupid talk about flying cars and Americanizing the tools of our slavery. Instead of buying the tools from China, he will make sure that they're all American made. Doesn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy? So that's the point. That's what Trump, there's a lot more to it, but that's the point that Leo Holman is making, same point that I've been making. What Trump is doing is he's saying we have to keep up with China, because remember I told you China is the blueprint for the New World Order. So the idea that he's pitching and he's selling, and I hope I'm making this clear, the idea that he's pitching and selling to conservatives is we can't let China move past us as far as technology is concerned. We have to keep up with them. So instead of people saying, whoa, 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 I don't want 15-minute cities. I don't want to be connected to the grid. You know, I don't want my privacy to be online, everything about me to be online, excuse me. Instead, they say, oh, no, Trump is right. We have to, we're going to do what China do, but we're going to do it in America. We're going to make it American-made. As long as it's American-made, it's safe, right? These people, they know how gullible American citizens are, and they play on your emotions. For the left, they play with, this is what they do on the left. They know that people on the left love trends, whatever is trendy, right? Whatever is trendy. They're the commercial buyers. And what I mean by that is you always see those commercials where they go, hey, you need to check out this new product that everyone is talking about. Everyone's raving about this new product. Yeah, that's the left. The left goes, oh, I got to go get that. Everyone's getting it. And a damn product just came out like 2 days ago. Nobody has it yet. But as long as they heard on a commercial somewhere that they said, everyone's got it. Everyone's getting it. Everyone's buying it. The stupid left goes, oh, I got to go get it too. Dumbasses. But then on the right, it's the opposite. All you have to do is just wrap everything up in a patriotic blanket. So Trump is selling the New World Order in a patriotic blanket, making it sound like it's pro-America. Which, in fact, these policies in this new technocratic cities that he's talking about, these smart cities, which he's not calling them smart cities, freedom cities, right? They're going to be taking away your rights, your freedom to travel, everything, your money. Oh, by the way, speaking of money, a lot of people don't understand. When they push this CBDC, when they push this, you're going to have a limited amount. Trust me, it won't happen right away. But there's open discussion about them limiting how much you can spend. Excuse me. That's not what it is. It's you have to spend a certain amount each month. Like if you have it in your account, if you have money in your account and you don't spend it in a certain amount of time, you lose that money. Like the money doesn't carry over from 1 month to the next or from one time period to the next. Yeah, this is openly being discussed. Oh, it is much worse than what you think. Trust me. So you won't be able to save. You know how you save now? You save money for retirement? No. It's going to be, you have been allotted this amount of money and you have this amount of time to spend it. This is the control grid that the globalists are setting up. I told you they want to be your god. They don't want to just rule over you. Those days are over. The ruling over you days have long passed. They want to know every little single freaking thing about you. And Trump is very much in on it. I tell you what, I'll get this last little piece right here. It says, there is really nothing new about this proposal other than the packaging. It sounds a lot like what China is doing, minus the flying cars, by building entire uninhabited cities completely outfitted with the infrastructure of technocracy, camera speakers, facial recognition scanners, and other surveillance tools connected to the internet on every light post embedded in the roadways and walkways, which when taken together amounts to little more than a super efficient spying apparatus. There's your freedom. There's your hero, Donald J. Trump. So there's this new drug, a zombie drug, that is being fueled all over America. It says, this is from Fortune.com. It says, Trank, the new zombie drug that causes skin rotting, is fueling overdoses across the U.S. And they put some key takeaways here. It says, I think it's called Exeline. And it's an animal tranquilizer that goes by the street name Trank. And it is a common addictive illicit, It says, and is a common addictive to illicit drugs like fentanyl, heroin, and cocaine. Says those who repeatedly use drugs containing Exeline can develop open wounds with dead tissue that if that left untreated may require limb amputation. Experts are calling for an increase in drug checking support services, overdose prevention, education, and yada, yada, yada. So this is interesting because, as I always say, they have to show you what they're going to do before they do it. And, of course, you've been seeing all these zombie movies and, you know, that's a part of the programming. And I've speculated for quite some time that there's something going on with even in the marijuana. That all of a sudden there was this push to legalize marijuana. And, you know, you can get legalized marijuana. And I've thought to myself, thinking like a sinister depopulation, which you would call them, you know, thinking like a sinister individual, I'll put it like that. That would be the perfect way to just screw everyone's mind up. To put something in the marijuana and say, hey, look, it's legal, it's free. You know, not free, but legal. So you had all of these marijuana shops and marijuana companies and everything else. But anyways, saying all that to say this, it's interesting, the timing of this, because recently, I think it was 2021, the CDC had on their website zombie preparedness. And some people caught it and pointed it out. And of course, we were dismissed and called crazy. I didn't really go into it. I just looked at it and said, yeah, that's probably going to happen. You're probably going to see some type of rise of the zombies. I mean, why not, right? This world has gone crazy. I'm going to get to this article here. It says, James Sherman sees that sees the telltale signs every day in his job as the director of men's programs at Savage Sisters Recovery Center in the Kingston neighborhood of Philadelphia. Some of the drug users arrived there in a stupor, some unable to stay awake, some with open sores or wounds on their hands, arms, legs, heads. Says the zombie drug has fully asserted its presence in Kingston, just as it has elsewhere across Philadelphia, the Northeast Corridor, and increasingly other sectors of the U.S. Now, Philadelphia is a shithole. An absolute shithole. That place has been ravaged. And I posted this some time ago on my Getter. It looks like a third world country in certain places in Philadelphia. I mean an absolute, like, you would think a bomb was dropped there. The way it looks. I'm serious. I'm not exaggerating. If you want to go research it. Go look up Philadelphia. Not even dismissing the crime, but just go look up poor neighborhoods or bad areas in Philadelphia, and trust me, it looks bad. And it's no wonder that this would be one of the places where this zombie drug has infected, I don't know how many people, but I'm pretty sure it's that the numbers are high. Because I guarantee you, powers that be made sure to do experiments in Philadelphia. You can look at that place and tell that something is going on. They're on something. These people are on something. Somebody might get mad at me for saying that, but I'm just telling you. I knew as soon as I saw it. I said, no, this place is beyond terrible. It says here in this article from Fortune, it says, though he stayed away from the drug during his days as a user, Sherman knows what to look for. Some of his coworkers at Savage Sisters before they got sober and took counseling jobs at the center, developed similar wounds from their repeated use of drugs containing Exelon, an animal tranquilizer that goes by the street name Trank. Once they stop using, the wounds begin to heal. So anyway, it goes on, and it's just, again, we are living in times where all different types of people, I've been saying this, people are on so many drugs, over the counter, under the counter, and that's why people aren't able to function. And it pisses me off because whenever I talk to people that I know, and I say, haven't you noticed that people are just out of their effing mind? That people are more turned up than usual? People seem to suffer from anxiety more. People are more on edge. And I always get the same response. It's always like, no, people have always been like this. And I'm like, no, they haven't. I'm not saying that they weren't always, you know, people like this, people that were, you know, kind of on edge. It's always been that, but it just seems like to me more now than ever that people are on edge. People are losing it. People aren't able to function. So anyway, let me get this article from, I'll tell you what, let me get the CDC article. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get it from Snopes, all right? Because Snopes loves to fact check every goddamn, they love to fact check every damn thing, right? This was published in March of 2021 and updated in July of 2022. And it says, fact check. It says, did CDC release a zombie preparedness guide? Yes, it did. It says here, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention offers zombie preparedness education materials. And it says here, what's true? Say the CDC had a zombie preparedness section on its website where audiences could engage with real emergency preparedness education in the context of an entertaining and tongue-in-cheek theme. That's what's true. It says what's false is the CDC is not encouraging anyone to prepare for a real zombie apocalypse. The campaign has also been retired as of early 2022. Yeah. Okay. Again, I say it ad nauseum. They put this stuff right in front of your face. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it. That's what they do. It says here, and I'm going to get a little bit of this. It says, as if the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention didn't have enough on its hands with the COVID pandemic, it also offers guidance in the event of a zombie apocalypse. Many online users started sharing the guide in March of 2021, but the CDC has actually had it on its website for a few years. And they say, they're going to say that it's tongue-in-cheek and, you know, like to kind of like downplay it and say it's not really that serious. But if you ask me, you know, just ask me, I think and I believe, I call me crazy, I think and I believe that they actually, if they could, would pull that off. Just my opinion. From everything that we've seen, and I know I'm cuckoo to you right now, but if they could do it, they would do it. They would love to have people freaked out of their damn mind, walking around like as literal zombies. If they could do it, they would. Let's have a moment of honesty. This is just asinine as hell, but I'll entertain it. Okay, this is PJ Media says they're on to him. A shockingly low percentage of Americans think old Joe Biden is really running things. Really. Really? It says questions have swirled around old Joe Biden's abilities and thus his ability to discharge the duties of the office. And it says in a new poll has shown that a majority of Americans don't really think old Joe is running things at all. In other words, a majority of Americans are able to see what's right in front of their faces. The fact that it took 2 years for people to figure that out is showing you the level of stupidity that I talk about in most Americans. How dumbed down most Americans have become. The fact that people couldn't see this during the 2020 election is beyond me. Who in the hell would look at him and think that he is actually making decisions? I don't even know if that's the real him. I'm being honest. We don't know what the hell we're looking at. It looks different, you know, every time you see him. But anyway, I'm not even, that's a whole nother rabbit hole. But, and I'm not disrespecting Paul Joseph Watson, PJ Media. I don't even know if he wrote this article. It was written by Robert Spencer. But let's just be honest. Who the hell in their right mind would think that the nuclear codes would be handed over to Joe Biden? Are you out of your goddamn mind? You're talking about somebody that can't walk up steps without tripping and falling. He has to be helped around by his wife and other security staff members so he doesn't forget where he's going. And you think they're going to hand over nuclear codes to him? You're out of your goddamn mind. He was installed. He wasn't elected. He was installed to be the fall guy. That was the setup. This is why I say that this is the most dangerous time period right now, because this is his last year. Well, okay, you got the 2024, but we're coming up on his last year. You do have the 2024 election. We're coming up on his last year. So whatever it is that they're going to do, they have to do it under his administration, because the whole point of them installing him in the first place was to have a fall guy, so that when society collapses, they can say, oh, it was just old Joe Biden. They're going to throw him under the bus. The end game is to collapse the United States of America so that it can come under the rule of the United Nations, and they can form their one world government, because they can't have a one world government if the United States of America is still standing. Joe Biden was put into office so he could be the fall guy, so that when America falls, they can say, you know, it was him. They didn't want to do it under Trump. The purpose of Trump was to call him a racist, say that he's divided the country, bring about certain, let's say, I'll put it like this. Basically, they put Trump in there to set up the everyone on the right is a racist, insurrectionist, and a threat to democracy, because that's the word they love to use. He was put into office to demonize the right, because the right, when I say the right, I mean the right wing, Republicans, conservatives, whatever you want to call them, even some libertarians, they hold the guns. They're the gun toters. And on average, they tend to understand the Constitution better than the liberal left. So Trump was put in place so that they could put this label on everyone on the right: terrorists, insurrectionists, racists. Right? That was the point. Okay. And Biden, it wasn't really Biden, but, you know, but the Biden administration, you know, set up the DOJ to, or I say the FBI to look into parents that want to monitor their children's school curriculum, you know, what's being taught in the classes, you know, going after the middle class. That's what the Biden administration did. And they used Trump as a reason or an excuse to do it by labeling, you know, soccer moms, middle class soccer moms as terrorists, insurrectionists. That's what the whole January the 6th thing was about. I'm just having a moment of honesty. That's what's really going on. Trump was put in there to demonize the right, to make them look crazy, to make them look like a danger and a threat. Biden was put in place to actually collapse the country, to cause the food shortages. Right? Increase the number of homelessness, the homeless people, right? That's what he was put there for. To show the security breaches in the military. That's his job. And the fact that it took people this long to figure it out is just asinine. And they go on anyway. I went off the topic. But the Ramsen poll says it focuses on what Americans thought of Biden's advanced age. And that's the stupid part. It's not about his age. It's about who's controlling him. Says on Friday, it says, although more voters now think President Joe Biden is healthy enough to do the job, the majority agree that his age disqualifies the 80-year-old for a second term in the White House. This is how stupid people are. And the globalist powers that be know that people are really that dumb, that they can't even understand that he's doing the bidding of the powers that be. They think he's just messing up because he's old. One of my predictions seems to be coming true. This is coming from FloridaPolitics.com. It says Jordan Brodeur, he wants to pay-to-play blog posts about elected officials reported with the state. So, in other words, what he wants is, in order to blog about elected officials, you have to register. So you won't just be able to, you know, willy-nilly blog about elected officials. Yeah, they're impeding on your rights. Says Florida could soon require blogs paid to produce content about elected officials to register and report that activity. Senator Jason Brodeur, a Lake Mary Republican, and he's a Republican, shows you the Republican Party isn't worth a damn either, says a filed legislation, SB 1316, that would set up a system where bloggers covering the governor, lieutenant governor, cabinet, or legislator must register. The bill then requires reporting with the state if a blogger posts to a blog about an elected state officer, and receives or will receive compensation for that post. So they making it sound like, oh, it's for, you know, if you receive compensation. No. Again, once again, keep in mind, gradualism. Okay? They start here and then they end up there. It starts off with, oh, we're just going to do it for bloggers that are receiving compensation. Then it turns into everyone that blogs or says anything about a state elected or federally elected official of any kind. Let's just put it like this. Anybody that they do not want you to talk about. Okay? From the President of the United States to the Attorney General to officials at the Pentagon to Anthony Fauci, head of the NIH. They're going to take away your right to blog or post anything about them without registering it. And then they can censor you better because they're already shadow banning with the algorithm. You know what I mean? They're already shadow banning. That's why I got off of YouTube because they shadow banned me off of YouTube. Like I went from 10,000, 20,000 to like, they just like took my thing down. And then they finally just it's been about 2 weeks. They shut my old channel down. The old Victor Morrow channel, yeah, that's dead. They sent me a notification. And you can't even reply to them. You get some automatic BS. But anyways, this is what you would call internet. I guess you can say 3.0 because I believe we're already at internet 2.0 right now with all of the censorship and the shadow banning. They want to completely shut down your speech and your blogging capabilities. It says, let me see here. It says registration is required within 5 days of any blog mentioning an elected state official. After that, bloggers must file monthly reports that list what posts mention those officials, along with disclosing any individual who paid for the post and the amount paid. Listen to what these people, listen. Can you imagine? It says here in the quote, if the compensation is for a series of blog posts or for a defined period of time, the blogger must disclose the total amount to be received upon the first blog post being published, the bill reads. Thereafter, the blogger must disclose the date or dates additional compensation is received, if any, for the series of blog posts. Says the bill also requires basic information about the posts, including the dates published and the web address for each post. And it says the legislation also allows for the state to charge fines for blogs that fail to file timely reports. So I knew there was going to be a fine in there somewhere. Says as written, the bill calls for late fines of $25 per day up to $2,500. It requires payments within 25 days unless a blogger files an appeal with the State Ethics Commission. Yeah, so anyways, there you go, folks. There you go. Nice and now he's a Republican. He's a damn Republican. This shows you that the Democratic Party and the right Republican Party, both parties are full of shit. Okay, they're both full of it. So when people say, you're secretly a Republican, kiss my black ass. I will forever be independent. I don't trust anybody. especially if they're holding a political name, title, brand associated with any political party. I don't give a damn. Okay? So that's that.